Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is. That smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirtman Show.
Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's me, Jason Kirtman. Well, the new year has kicked off, and I am certainly excited. As I mentioned in a prior show, my New Year's resolution was to make my bed every morning. Not for the sake of having the bed made, but for the sake of having one simple daily task to be completed first thing in the morning to motivate me on to the next task. And I'm happy to report, so far, mission accomplished. It is indeed the fresh new front of a brand new year, and I am excited. I have a lot of schemes and dreams for things to do this year, and I am on my way. I hope you're just as excited about your new year. I am Jason Kirtman, that fun-starting, jolly gentleman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where the women are beautiful, and the men, well, the men are finely groomed. Let's get started with all the fun we have here every week, right now, on The Jason Kirtman Show. That was a great musical duo by Jim Blanchard and Misty Morgan with Fire Hydrant number 79. Here's Coco Taylor with Big Boss Man.
Boss man, working around the clock. that's all.
For a treat to freshen taste and keep breath sweet, get double smoothness, flavor too. Get the gum that's double good to chew.
Double your pleasure, double your fun with double good, double good, double mint gum.
Call your mummy, you're playing him all of that rubbish. Go on, play it!
The convict out on bail said, put me back in jail. Rang the knocker, he must be off his rocker. Then back in his old cell, the reason he did tell, his gum was stuck above his bed when he thought he was well. Does your chewing gum have more uses than it says upon the pack? Can you stretch it out much further than the man upon the rack? Can you lend it to your brother and expect to get it back? You sure you don't lose its flavour when your lips refuse to smack? He said, I've been stuck to your bedpost since your early morning tea. Don't your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost all the night? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow any spite? Can you catch it on your tongue, so can you do it left and right? Don't your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost all the night?
That was the great Lonnie Dunnigan with Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost every night? Here's one of my favorites from Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You. Well, I guess congratulations go to Meissen Saray. He's 42 years old. In November, he was the winner of the fourth annual Mr. Ugly contest in Harare, Zimbabwe, after he exhibited his dental features and a broad range of grotesque facial expressions. However, many in the crowd thought that their favorite person was even uglier, and they even threatened to start a riot. One former winner, his name, William Masvenu, said, "I am naturally ugly. He," referring to Saray, "is ugly only when he opens his mouth." You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
I ain't gonna drink no more tobacco. I ain't gonna smoke no more moonshine. I'm through looking at good-looking women. Ain't gonna bother now to waste my time. Ain't gonna drink no more black coffee. Think about her till the break of daylight. I'm gonna go out and find me an ugly woman to love. Son, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes. I'm gonna walk down the avenues. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find an ugly woman to love. I don't care if she's short, don't care if she's fat, just as long as she's good to me, that's where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love, son. Drink no more tobacco. Ain't no
gonna smoke no more moonshine. I'm through gawking at good-looking chicks. I ain't gonna bother not to waste my time. Ain't gonna drink no more black coffee and think about her till the break of daylight. Cause I'm gonna go out and find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes. I'm gonna walk down the avenues. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find me somebody ugly to love. I don't care if she's short, don't care if she's fat, just as long as she's good to me, that's where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna walk down the avenue. I'm gonna keep on my walking shoes. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find somebody ugly that I can love. Don't care if she's fat, just as long as she's good to me, that's where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes. I'm gonna walk down the avenue. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find an ugly woman to love.
Well, that was Jerry Reed singing about his desire for an ugly woman. In keeping with that theme, I think I'll play this one by Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. You're the reason our kids are ugly.
I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
I've changed to beer from soda pop.
And you're the reason I never get to go to the beauty shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
That I ain't got no hair to comb.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Well, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
Conway, why in the devil don't you go and shave and put on a clean pair of pants?
But Loretta, look at yourself. I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family
anyway.
Oh,
they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show. Here is a real quick shout out and thank you to all of the stations that carry the program. You can check out all of their websites by going to my website at jasonkirtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. And this is very important for all of us, but don't forget to spend some time with the ones you love, making special memories, especially with those children. It's so important. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show. I know you've thought about it, you've even talked about it, but this is the year you're going to do it, right? You've been pondering about taking that out-of-state trip with the wife and kids, or maybe, just maybe, getting away by yourself. I understand. Soaking in the peacefulness of the road. Well, go for it, I say. But don't forget to stop by and visit our friendly places and our friendly people right here in southern New Mexico. Soak in the history, bask in the scenery, devour our mouth-watering cuisine. We would love to show you around and feed you some of the best-tasting food you've probably ever had. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. It's a great place to make some fantastic memories, and you just might leave wishing you lived here. Thanks again for letting me be a part of your day. I am Jason Kurtman, just one of the many guardians of the American dream. I'm going to leave you right now with a track, a great track by the Statler Brothers, Do You Remember These? Make some memories, buy your kids some ice cream today. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here on The Jason Kurtman Show.
Saturday morning, serials, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, lucky strike green. Flat tops, sock hops, Studebaker, Baker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The hip parade, great truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack prize, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Engine burning, wait your turn, and four foul balls, you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty burden of double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas, course, Roy Rogers, horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, pitching woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we did.
As always, The Jason Kurtman Show is proud to be underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. Fuller Brush, an American tradition, an American establishment, providing homes and businesses with products since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.